First off, Jason, congratulations on that. As Mr. Jump retires, and you assume that, and I'm sure you got to be thrilled about that.
I am. I'm really excited. It's you know, I've poured my heart and soul into the football program for a long, long time, and I'm excited to, you know, give that same effort to everything sports related at Columbia.
So you led right into my next question. How do you do that and then still focus in on football and still have all those other, you know, responsibilities that you're going to have now? And I'm sure Jeff's a resource for you, but how do you go about that?
It's a lot of hours. It's a lot, you know. I mean, I just always said if Mike Collier could do it, then maybe
anybody
I could too,
right?
Not anybody, but maybe I could too. So, no, it's, you know, they're going to get everything I have, you know, from a football standpoint. And you know, luckily I still have Jeff at the touch of a button that I can call and get some advice from and you know, great people around me, not just in football but in the building too. So, you know, we'll figure it out.
There you go. Coach, I mean, you're coming off just a historic season. I mean, quite literally a historic season for your Raiders. How do you try to, like, put that in the past and focus on the now, right? I mean, you as the head coach, I know I've asked you before about carrying momentum from one year to the next. I know you don't necessarily believe that that happens at the high school football level. So how do you kind of take that magic of last year, say, okay, and then bottle that up and focus on the now?
Hey, you know, we had to do the same thing last year. You know, we were 11-2 the year before last year. And, you know, I just made sure that those guys knew that you know, they're responsible for being the best version of themselves. You know, they don't have to compare themselves to anyone else. They just need to, you know, figure out themselves. And, you know, when you put things in a capsule like that and really focus on, in this case, Team 75, it's the 75th anniversary of football at Columbia, and, you know, just focus on what we can be and go from there. And as long as we give our best effort, you know, we're going to be satisfied at the end of the day.
How special is that team number 75 for that Columbia community? I mean, 75 years of Raider football and taking the program, you know, to where it is now under your leadership, I got to imagine that's a pretty special feeling.
It's really cool. It's really cool. I think we have a big responsibility this year, you know, with that number and making it known and putting it out there. You know, I think, you know, a lot of guys that have played in the past that may not have been paying attention will see that and kind of dive in and wonder how we're doing and wonder how our guys conduct themselves in relation to, you know, players of the past. And, you know, we're aware of it and you know, we're not going to shy away from it, that's for sure.
75th anniversary of WEOL as well, just to let you know.
I did not know that. That's cool.
Well, I thought I would share that with you.
Well, let's have a birthday party one of these days.
We should do that. We should do that. Ours is October 17th, so maybe that'll be right when the Raiders are going into their final week playing for a conference championship. But, Jason, for years and years, you guys had great regular seasons. You didn't make any bones about it. You didn't have the success in the playoffs that you wanted to have. What does it mean going through last year based off, you know, I know it wasn't necessarily this group of kids, but for the program to now get over the hump to say, is this your new expectation now as a program? And, hey, guys, they've done this, and yeah, it's not going to happen every year. We all know that. But, you know, how much did that mean?
It meant a lot to our staff. You know, I think that you know, we have a lot of confidence in ourselves and to get to that level and to, you know, there's a lot of different components to playoff football. You know, you have to get a little bit lucky in your draw. You have to get a little bit lucky in your sights. There's a lot that goes into it, but, you know, we're not an excuse-making bunch. You know, when those types of things were happening, you know, we just looked at it as we got out-coached, to be quite frank. And, you know, for us to win some games at the next level here, it does add some validity to, you know, we can coach with anybody. We can play with anybody. We always knew we had, you know, the players to do it. It was just, you know, let's get this thing figured out. Let's not overthink it, which is what we did for a long, long time. Let's do what we do. Let's do what we do that allows our kids to play out of habit, to play fast, to not have to think. Let's not add, you know, new formations and plays and all of these different things because we feel like, you know, we're out, it got to a point where we were, you know, kind of outsmarting ourselves and you just stick to the basics and the fundamentals and, you know, things have taken care of themselves a little bit.
In the highlight, we heard Marco Sirigliano. Obviously, he returns. Tell us about some of the top players coming back, some of the guys you're counting on, and just your thoughts, you know, on the football field itself for this group for Columbia.
I mean, you know, let's talk about Marco for a minute. What he did last year was absurd. I mean, it was absurd. Yeah. I mean, you run for 2,500 yards. I mean, if I were to ask you guys what you thought of a good rushing season is for a typical high school running back, you know, you're not probably going to come anywhere near 2,500 yards. You're gonna, yeah, 80, I mean, he had 1,300 yards the year before, and I thought that was a great season, 1,330 touchdowns. So he comes back with 2,542 touchdowns. It really is absurd what he did. And you know, then we start this off with a defensive highlight of
right?
him. You know, I just, you know, I hope he knows how special that I think his season was last year. And, you know, I hope that people respect it and understand how difficult that is. I mean, we started two sophomore offensive linemen last year. You know, he did that behind two sophomore offensive linemen. A lot of people say that, you know, you start for every sophomore you start, that's a loss on your schedule, right? So. I mean, it was crazy what he did, and luckily, you know, we returned some guys around him. Jacob Sanders is kind of our Swiss Army knife guy. You know, had a great year receiving for us, ran for 700 yards himself. You know, scored a number of touchdowns too. So, you know, Gavin Tollett is our other All Ohio guy. He had 8 sacks on defense. We think he's going to be a force at tight end for us this year, both blocking and catching the football. So. You know, those two sophomore linemen, Nate Chapman and Chase Vogue, are really, really talented guys. So, yeah, not to mention, you know, we return all 4 guys in our secondary, so we're excited about that as well.
Who's your quarterback this year?
His name's Ethan Meyer, and I tell you what, he could have started last year. You know, Carter Calmaz did a really nice job. If something were to happen to Carter last year, we were more than confident in Ethan coming in and doing a good job. He played a lot of defense for us last year. He started games at outside linebacker, so he's not going to be a stranger to Friday Night Lights. And, you know, like I said, he had the talent to get it done last year, and we're really excited about what he brings to the table, both throwing the football accurately and running the football as well.
Again, we're joined by Jason Ward, the longtime head coach of the Columbia Raiders and the brand new athletic director at Columbia High School. Not to put any pressure on you, but your superintendent sent us a text earlier that he's listening on the mobile app from Myrtle Beach. So hello to Mr. Bancic, and he's dialed in on his vacation.
Hi, Mr. Bancic. Happy belated anniversary, sir.
Yeah, 25 years.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this
God bless Chris Bancic.
Well, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. That's first team All Ohio right there.
Yes, sir.
So now that you're the athletic director, you know, your coaching staff has been in place for a long time. You know, you got Rice and Durrani. I'm just trying to think of Coach Albright, Chip Shope forever. How much does that help you in this transition to AD where maybe you won't have quite as much time to devote? I don't want, you know, it's just going to be different. So does it make it easier that you got a group of guys that you don't have to coach up all the time? They know what you need to do every day.
You know, it's great. It's a godsend. We're you know, blessed to have the experience that these guys have. But I just to be honest, you know, all of these guys in this room are not strangers to 12 to 14 hour days this time of year. You know, I will find the time to do exactly what I've done for 17 years for this football team. You know, there's not going to be a let up from me. I'm not delegating anymore now, you know, just because of this job. I will find the time to do this and find the time to make sure, you know, things get done from an athletic director standpoint.
Do you think being a head coach will help you become an AD because you know what you wanted from your AD as a head coach?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm excited to be an advocate for our coaches. You know, I'm excited to you know, hopefully provide them with the experience that they want when they signed up to do this. You know, and I think we have had that, you know, with Jeff, you know, in that chair. And I'm excited to, you know, maybe add a little more to that, help them. Because, look, you know, nobody's doing this for the money, right? We all want to have a good experience doing this, and we all want to be in the best position to help kids. And you know, I'm excited about helping that.
You've got to be good early this year. Take a quick peek at the schedule, and you got Independence, Northwestern, and your non-conference, and then your first two league games, by the way, at Firelands, at Keystone. About as tough as it gets, and they're both on the road. You know, talk about that unique challenge.
Yeah, it's you know, and we're well aware. We're well aware of you know, what the early season schedule looks like, and we're also well aware that those games are in hostile environments, and you know, we're going to have to be ready. There's no question, and you know, I know that both those teams will be ready too, and I haven't looked, but I'm sure that you guys will be there, and it'll be exciting. It's nice to have those games, you know, at the beginning of the year. I would prefer them at the end, but you know, because you guys saw firsthand, you know, what the excitement was at the end of the season.
Yeah.
with those games being there. But hey, let's you know, let's kick it off and see where we're at that juncture, and we'll all go from there.
Funny you mention it. Week 4 we'll be at Firelands on WEOL, and week 5 over at Keystone, that'll be on stream too. So nobody promotes us or leads us in, tees it up like Jason Ward.
That's funny. Coach, I mean, not that it's unfamiliar territory, but, you know, kind of being the top dog in the Lorain County League, kind of knowing everybody's chomping at your heels, trying to knock off Big Bad Columbia. Is that something you lean into with the kids at all? Do you kind of not really think about it like that? How do you approach that?
You know, it's our philosophy has always been, as you know, Rocco, 1-0 every week.
Yep.
You know, we aim to go 1-0 every week, and I'd rather have a target on our back than on somebody else's back. You know, that means we're, you know, we've done something right, and you know, that also means we're respected, and you know, I'd like to think that that's the case anyway, and you know, our guys don't, you know, we're not seeking comfort, as our buddy Mike Tomlin likes to say, right?
We're
not seeking any comfort. We'll run towards those things, and we'll wear that target like a badge of honor.
Not going to be playing in your fears, or
that's right.
One of the other Tomlinisms that we're in.
We're not going to live in our
fears. There
that's
it is.
Right.
There it is.
That's right.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for stopping by. We very much appreciate it, and just best of luck to you and the Raiders this season. Again, I know last year being so magical for you guys, it can be tough to try and recreate that. I'm sure not that you're trying to recreate that. This is its own team, but just best of luck to you guys this season, and here's to another year of success for you guys.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you guys having us out and feeding us, and thanks to Railroad Brewing Center, is it? Railroad Brewing
you got
Center
it.
For having us. This is a cool place. I hadn't been to the new spot yet. I've been to the old one a couple times.
It's nice.
So it's nice. Might hang out for a little bit.
There
and,
you go.
Maybe a coach's clinic.
Let's have a coach's
AD
clinic.
AD meeting.
That's right. We'll have an AD meeting.
Good luck.
All right, guys. Hi, Mom. Love you.
It's Jason Ward, the longtime head coach and brand new athletic director at Columbia High School.